Hello, human being. Is your mind bored? Do you think about the same things every day? Then listen to The End of the World with Josh Clark, a 10-part podcast series that explores whether humans will survive the next 100 years. It takes you to amazing places, from a black hole as it grows inside the Earth, to the far future where we've shed our bodies and uploaded ourselves onto servers. It's an adventure for your mind. All 10 episodes of The End of the World are ready to binge now for free on the iHeartRadio app.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, they keep letting me get them because they just keep coming up with this great content, man. Donkey of the day for Tuesday, October 15th. Today is the 15th, right? No, the 16th. Tuesday, 16th. October 16th. Mm-hmm. Goes to a 28-year-old man named Justin Foster. And if you just heard that new customized Donkey of the Day intro courtesy of Taylor Hayes, then you know Justin Foster is indeed from where all the craziest people in America come from, Florida. Yes, as your Uncle Charlotte said in the intro, all the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. I'm going to be in Florida at some point in the next couple of weeks promoting my new book, Shook One Anxiety, Playing Tricks on Me, and making sure all you crazy-ass Florida folks pull up to the polls to vote for Andrew Gillum as your next governor. So don't ever think I don't like Florida, okay? I am highly entertained by Floridians, and I am strangely inspired but also equally sickened by the story I'm about to tell you. Justin lives in Tallahassee, Florida, where my man Andrew Gillum is mayor. Now, this right here lets you know how crazy Florida folks are. See, Justin had a boo, okay? A young lady who was his girlfriend, all right? But they are not together anymore. But Justin still has love for his queen. And like most women, when they get out of a relationship, at some point, they're going to start a new one. Okay, guys seem to think that when they are in a relationship with a woman, that the woman is going to be his forever. But that's not how life works, fellas. All right, when you break up with a woman, the world keeps turning and the fire in her loins keeps burning. Okay, Justin, I understand this woman is the light of your life, the fire in your loins. I understand your world is in complete darkness without her, but you just have to find someone else to light up your life. But sadly, that flame you are looking for will probably be at the bottom of your cellmate's butt. Because Justin is a jealous ex-boyfriend, and jealous ex-boyfriends refuse to let you be happy with someone else, okay? Ladies, oh, when you move on, they all of a sudden want to do everything they should have been doing when y'all was together. All of a sudden, they want to be the man for you that they always should have been. Why? Because men never know what they got until it's gone, and sometimes you have to see something you love being cared for by someone else in order to really appreciate it. Justin is jealous of his ex-girls. New man. And we all know jealousy is just love and hate at the same time, because he loves his ex and hates that she's with another man. So how do you hurt your ex? Well, you either harm her or harm her new man. And Justin chose to harm her new man. Now, the new man lives in Chicago. And Justin got on a plane from Florida and flew to Chicago. This right here is why Florida crazy is in a league of its own. We all know the reputation of Chicago. Chirac is what they call it, all right? People there don't play, all right? With all the smoke that's in Chicago, Justin got on a plane and went to Chicago to confront his ex's new man.
It's not his fault.
In Justin's mind, it is. Do you know how crazy you have to be to pull up to Chicago looking for action? All right, not like Tekashi 6ix9ine pulling up and taking a video in the middle of the night when no one is around. I'm talking coming there looking for one man. Mm-mm. And that man was 26 years old. And according to prosecutors in court via the Chicago Tribune, Justin caught the new boyfriend lacking in the streets, okay? Hit him in the head with a tire iron, all right?
That's crazy.
Hit him so hard that the victim now has permanent brain damage. Then, Justin carved his initials into the victim's leg, a nice JF. I don't even know his middle name.
Just in case you don't know who did this.
Just
crime.
In case you don't know.
Goodness.
All right, JF was here. And then Justin proceeded to cut his penis off.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? What the hell did I say?
All right. What do you mean? What,
come here. Give me a knife and I'll show you. All right? Round of applause for Florida. They never disappoint.
Goodness right? gracious.
Justin cut off his ex's new man's
penis.
So he held it in his hand and...
What, good question, Envy. You want to know what Justin did with the penis? All right, I'll tell you what Justin did with the penis. All right? He just tossed it over a fence. All right? And left the guy laying there in a pool of his own blood. And then Justin jumped on a plane to Atlanta like nothing happened. He just jumped on a plane to Atlanta like he didn't just castrate somebody in the middle of the street. Just another day in the life of a Floridian.
That's
all right?
Crazy.
Now, Justin was arrested and taken back to Chicago, and he is now being held on a $1 million bond. Nothing else to, nothing else to add to this.
Oops.
Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Please give Justin Foster the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Envy, I asked you last break how far are you willing to go for the one you love. On a scale of 1 to Justin cutting his ex's new man's penis off, how far are you willing to go?
I ain't grabbing it.
How far are you willing to go, Envy?
I ain't going that
far. Why are you talking like that? But what's sad is that he has permanent brain damage after this.
What's sad is he ain't got no penis.
He got a penis, man.
Yeah, but he has permanent brain damage.
Man, if I ain't had no penis, I wouldn't want to know either.
Oh, that's really sad.
Man, my please.
Man, they got no penis.
Having no penis is like having permanent brain damage. You know what his psyche will be like for the rest of his life?
Man, grab that man's penis and cut it off.
Like mentally, he's nothing.
Do it over the fence?
Come on, man. Walking around with no penis? You know what kind of mental torture that is? What kind of emotional torture that is? Ain't enough therapy in the world.
He had to go get that penis.
Ain't enough Xanax. Ain't enough Oxycontin.
I'm with you.
Ain't enough cocaine. Ain't enough cognac in the world. Walking around with no penis?
I don't think he even knows what's going on.
He gonna know he ain't got no penis.
Vegetative state.
God works in mysterious ways.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Up next, let's have some fun on this Tuesday.
Now, that's stupid. You said he's in a vegetarian state.
Vegetative.
And he ain't got no meat.
See? I hate y'all. I'm not messing with y'all.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here. And today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.